Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Judge Donnie returns, I think, in 2025. Court is not in session. It's on a holiday hiatus because Donnie is off today and he's off next week.
The court would be in recess, right?
Yep. And so we'll get back to our debates for next year. That means I win 2024's Judge Donnie season. We'll start from scratch.
Oh, a Judge Donnie year. Season. Wow, it was a pretty abbreviated season.
Listeners asking what happened to the... auction house. That's another thing that's got to be brought back for
2025. I think that's on you, though, brother.
I agree.
I think you kind of just... And you've tried in your inimitable fashion to blame it on me and Donnie for once making a mockery of Bucko Auction House, thus souring you on auction houses, plural.
We're live right now over at Mike's Beer Bar, emphasis on live, here until 6, and then Jason Mackey follows us. Our big Christmas karaoke event starts at 7. Come down and hang out. It's free. Pat Fryermuth and others expected to appear. Will we hear a live version of Malzy the Snowman, which was debuted today on the Pop and Joe show?
Listeners tweeting in and then swiftly deleting their tweets with an Austin-centric version of the Snowman.
Thought the elements of a great song were there, but some lyrical mishaps prevented it from becoming an instant hit.
This is going to make Jeff in South Park happy because he's listening and he loves hockey. Do you remember the very infamous play where I forget which guy it is on the Dallas Stars is walking in all alone on an empty net to ice a game? The puck hops over his stick and he crashes into the boards.
Oh, I actually do remember that.
Patrick Stefan.
Patrick Stefan, thank you. He just casually, like, Harlem Globetrotters his way in, wipes out, misses the net. They go back the other way with like 6 seconds left, tie the game, and win it in overtime. That was Joe. Do you like that one, Charlie? You're a hockey guy. You should probably love a Patrick Stefan reference.
I love it. The Patrick Stefan reference in the year of our Lord 2024.
That's right, damn it.
But then by that logic, wouldn't Charlie like the fact that Joe pulled George McPhee out of the
office? Because I think Charlie is committed to greater music than, because he's a Springsteen fan. He loves great, well, I don't think it's great.
Yeah,
music,
we go way back.
You get my point.
But the fact that Joe has obscure hockey references, I would think would be right.
Wouldn't he have,
but it's in the wrong field.
Wouldn't he have respected
the wrong field?
McPhee does not belong in a Malzy centric song. Like, I can appreciate an off the wall hockey reference, but I mean, like, in the right setting.
Do you think the Garrett Cole reference worked?
At least that one was a Pirates player.
Yeah.
Is there a guy who's been a prominent Pittsburgh sports figure who he could have used instead of McPhee?
Yes. He could have, if he didn't want to go 9 straight threes, he could have said his favorite Pitt center was Gary McGee.
Okay.
Ooh.
Right?
McPhee, Marc-Andre Fleury.
His favorite goalie was Marc-Andre Fleury. That's good.
But you're a basketball guy, so why not a little Gary McGee?
Gary McGee is a very good one. And how about he could have just said his favorite shooter was Steph Curry?
But that, again, would have been more about Joe, because Joe likes the Golden State Warriors.
But I love Steph Curry. You know.
Oh, I didn't know that. I've been working with you. I didn't know that you had such a soft spot for Steph Curry. It's literally never come up on our show until right
now. Yes. I, a guy who loves basketball, hate the guy who redefined the sport by just casually making 35
footers. You love basketball, and not to go too inside basketball here, but you're not the biggest Michael Jordan fan of all time, so it's not like you universally love every basketball player.
I think he's the second greatest basketball player ever to live.
You're hearing the college football on CBS theme because I will confess this, and I hope it resonates with our audience. I am way more intrigued with this college football playoff and Penn State's
situation
in it than I think most people are, or at least on our station. I feel like I bring it up where others don't.
I'm intrigued.
Okay, so you and I then. I guess
I'm into it.
We'll be the show that says
I'm into
that.
All the little stories surrounding it.
The fact that Penn State constantly rags on Pitt for having half-empty stadium and bright yellow seats at Acrisure and it being like a black eye on the program. And now the latest rumor is that they're going to have about 70,000 people there on Saturday for a playoff game.
Stadium's capacity.
A whiteout with not even close to a full stadium.
Stadium's capacity, just for everybody scoring at home, is 106,000. When I went there, I think the capacity was like more like 102, 103. But when I went there, a bad crowd was an announced crowd of high 80s for like your Youngstown State.
I was just going to say, this is like
FCS
a game against
school,
Bowling Green.
Right, or when they, like, South Florida randomly came in there one year when they stunk,
and this
was a bad crowd.
And this is from people who study this stuff who are saying,
well, it's the get-in price.
Look like that?
The get-in price is the lowest of the four games this
and
weekend.
And it's going to get way lower from what I heard. It's going to get to the honestly, from what I've heard, it's going to get to a point where people are going to be able to get in for less than
$20. It's actually a shame. Donnie is sitting 15 feet from me, if that.
Hello, Donnie.
No one likes making jokes about attendance state other than me more than Donnie. I almost want to bring him up here, but I don't want to interrupt his lovely meal that he's having with the lovely Sarah.
Girlfriend, yeah.
So I will say this. I'm going to do the thing where you try to make your argument by rebutting all the arguments you know people would try to counter you with.
I've already seen a lot of them, yeah.
I've heard, well, it's winter break, the students aren't there, what do you expect? They make up whatever, 40,000 or 30,000 of the people there, whatever their student section capacity is, I don't even know. It's a large chunk of that stadium. Well, what do you want to do? Hotels are all booked up, it's so hard to get a hotel within 35, 40 minutes, you might as well just go to Altoona, whatever. It's going to be cold, it's going to be this, that, or the other
thing. How about this one? How about it's winter graduation week.
Oh, winter graduation week. I knew like two people that graduated during the winter semester. Two. Here is my rebuttal to all of that. One, the hotels thing, does it matter for some Penn State fans who would want to make an overnighter out of it? Yes. It matters way more for SMU fans who can only make it a trip where they stay in a hotel. If you're a Penn State...
I thought SMU fans were filthy rich and they didn't care about the price of things like that.
Well, no, it's more the proximity. Like, okay. Do you really want to like go to and stay in a hotel and then drive like an hour and a half each way?
Gotcha.
More like 2 hours in the game traffic.
Yeah, maybe those filthy rich people don't want to do that.
They could just build a hotel real quick in like a day. No, if you are a Penn State fan, and since the inception of the college football playoff, you have alternately lamented your team's inability to get there or bitched and moaned when you thought they were unfairly excluded.
But also they were saying that they would be okay losing the Big Ten championship game because they wanted this
home
playoff
game
so bad.
If that has been your refrain in the four-team era, and now, even though, yes, it's 12 teams, you are finally in the thing. And you are not only in it, but you are in that sweet spot of 5 through 8 where you get to host one of the games. I don't care if you're a kid home on Christmas break and you live in Philly, or you're one of the million Long Island or Jersey kids that go there, or you're from D.C., a lot of kids there, Buffalo, Cleveland, Columbus, Pittsburgh, wherever. Make a day trip out of it, get your ass to that game, or stop comparing everyone else's lower attendance to yours forever. You lose your privileges.
I agree. I can make a promise to you. Even with everything that's going on with the Steelers and whatnot, if Pitt, by some act of God, hosted a college football playoff game, there would be 68,000 people at Acrisure Stadium.
Easy.
100%.
Easy. It would be a major event.
I don't even stutter or hesitate when I say that.
No, it's an easy call. It would be the most attended pit game, I think, ever at that building. And then they'll say, well, it's a smaller stadium to fill this, that, or, oh, you're in a major metropolitan. Get to the game.
Oh, Penn State fans have always mocked Pitt fans for making excuses for why
their
stadium
is full. Get to the game. If I were a Penn State student, you know what I would do if I were home for break? It's a two-hour drive each way. You know what I would do if I care about the football more than anything? I'd suck it up. I'd drive my buddies up. I might have a couple parking lot beers. And then I would go watch the game like a normal person.
Embarrassing look for Penn State.
And then drive back 7 or 8 hours later.
Here is one of the things people have brought up.
We are not going to this game. We are watching on TV. We are dressed as empty seats.
That you haven't mentioned yet. How about people from this region who have the Steelers-Ravens conflict on Saturday?
If you're a Penn State fan, I think I'd give you a pass for a game and tell not a pass on the Steelers game. Don't watch that game. Go watch your alma mater that you care deeply about and either DVR Steelers Ravens or just go watch it at a local Penn State bar. Right? That's the play.
I'm not a Penn State guy, but that's
But if you were both, if you were Steelers Penn State, I would prioritize Penn State.
I had an opportunity to go to this game in very bougie seats and I said, "No, I can't because of Steelers Ravens."
But if you were a Penn State fan, you'd go. Man, it's not surprising that even as a Penn State graduate, I did not have a bougie seat opportunity. If anything, somebody would ply me with fake tickets saying, "Don't you want to see them lose?" and then not actually be there.
How about this excuse that a Penn State fan tweeted in? They'll go on a deep playoff run, fans saving their money for the Final Four National Championship.
Oh, sweet Jesus, do I want them to go down in flames to SMU. In one weird, twisted way, it will be a sad thing if they do, because all the people who had deep playoff run earmarked won't be there in person to see it. The actual diehards will be the ones suffering the most.